It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome back, everybody, to Let's Get Local here on Double Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM from the Solidarity Realty Studios today. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local. We're so glad you're here to learn more about local events, local stories, and local nonprofits, as we like to feature them on each and every week as well. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to be here. Again, thanks to Evolution Financial, Sue Peck and Evolution Financial. You can check her out at evolutionfinplan.com, one of the sponsors. Another sponsor of our show right now, Easy Office Products, Rolls and Gary Moles. You can do business with them at easyop.com. They make it easy. It's in the name. As we start today's show, we get an opportunity to connect with Christy with Free Bikes for Kids in Madison, which has rapidly grown here in the last 5 years. And Christy is out today. Christy, thanks for being on the show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. We're having a really great day so far.
Tell people where you are, and then we'll get into a little bit more about the organization.
All right. I am here in Monona at the Monona Fire Department, and we have had a steady stream of cars dropping off bikes. We're at about close to 60 bicycles already, and we'd love to get 150 at each site. But yeah, would you like me to tell you all the locations?
Yes, please do. Today's the first big bike donation drive happening right now. Right now. Tell people where they can donate
yes,
bikes.
Yes, right now. We'll be out here till 2 o'clock collecting bikes. So we're at Monona Fire Department. That'll be kind of your east side location. Your Fitchburg location would be Delta Beer Lab. If you're downtown, you're going to head to Bree Stevens Field, and you want to go around the back to the Mifflin and Brearley Street gates. In Verona, you're at Salem United Church. In Middleton, Lexus of Madison, and I have heard that they are rocking over there. If you're in Sun Prairie, you're going to head to Starian Bank.
Fantastic. Some great organizations there that you mentioned, places convenient to drop off. And also, I will give a little plug to our good friends at Delta Beer Lab. What a great organization over there. I'm glad you connected with them for one of the drop-off sites.
Oh, they've been amazing to us. So.
All right, we're with Christy Goforth here of Free Bikes for Kids Madison. Christy, tell people a little bit about this organization, what it's all about, and how it got started.
Oh, great. We had our first bike giveaway in 2017, and we gave away 1,000 bicycles that first year. And we've grown, we've adapted, thanks COVID. And now we are actually hitting a goal typically of about 2,000 a year. Of bikes given away. And we do that every May. We give those bikes away. So in the fall, we collect the unused bicycles. In the winter, we refurbish the bicycles. In the spring, we give them away. So kind of it makes sense with our seasonality. And we serve two populations for our giveaways. We serve people who are facing financial challenges and cannot afford to buy bicycles of their own. Bicycles are expensive. So there's a lot of people that can't afford them. And then there's also a lot of people who can't afford to have a car. And so those folks love having a bicycle as a transportation option. Then we also serve the people who've been historically excluded from biking. The cycling industry has been really white. And we also give to diverse communities. And the way we give our bikes away is we work through nonprofit organizations that are already serving area youth or diverse communities, and through schools that are typically the school social workers.
Wow. What a great mission. And you have the infrastructure that you've built connecting with those organizations and schools to distribute the bikes. You've got great places now. People can drop off bikes today, the first big bike drive. And I love how you explain kind of the seasonal process. Right now is a very important time so you can have those bikes in good condition for the time people want to use them again.
That's exactly right. And, you know, one thing about today is the number we collect determines how many we can give away. So that's why we're, you know, you're seeing this blasted out on every social media channel. And That's because we really would love to get, usually it takes about 2,200 bicycles for us to meet that 2,000 bicycle giveaway mark. There's just going to be bikes that can't be saved, and we'll use those for parts. We strip everything off of those if we can, and because it takes a lot of parts to refurbish all these bicycles.
We're talking with Christy from Free Bikes for Kids Madison. The website is fb4kmadison.org. The bike donation drive today happening at all those locations Christy mentioned. We'll recap that before we sign off. But Christy, you have this system that works, right? And you've got all these people involved that have to make it work. I mean, you're taking these older bicycles in. You're making them available to new owners. And at the same time, you have people to make sure those are safe bikes for everybody, and you're keeping stuff out of the landfill. So I absolutely love this idea. I love the mission. I love what you're doing.
Yeah, there are just so many benefits to this program. And, you know, of course, I'm a lover of it, but we use an army of volunteers that help us with this work. So I'm going to give you here, if anybody's watching live on Facebook, isn't this streaming live on Facebook?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'm giving a shot at the garage filled with bikes behind me. It's actually a fire station bay. But yeah, there's so many benefits to this program. And, you know, of course, biking, we can talk about transportation equity. That's huge. You know, a lot of folks that are relying on buses, it takes an enormous amount of time to get across town, where if you have a bicycle, you can make it across town in, you know, 20 minutes, half hour, a little faster. And it's so good for you. It's mental health therapy. It's physical health and wellness. When it comes to kids, it's social and emotional development and coordination and confidence and freedom and independence. A lot of our recipients, well, I won't say a lot, but some face or they have stressful home life. And having a bicycle just gives them that stress relief and that freedom to get outside. And just, you know, you can almost feel the stress flying off your shoulders when you're on a bicycle. And so that's really big. And then the communities, we have enormous amount of recipients that are first generation bicycle owners. You know, and so think about that. We're in 2022 and some people, no one in their family has ever owned a bicycle. And so we're working to change that, because if you walk around Madison, you go into a bike shop, you'll be hard pressed to find a person of color working at those bike shops or even shopping there. And so we're working hard to change that. You know, diversity makes everything stronger and better. And so that's one of the things we're really trying to work on as well.
Yeah, I love that. Freedom, opportunity, transportation, activity, all wonderful benefits from owning a bike, but you need that bike to experience those things, and you're helping people do that. Christy, I often find talking to people, and I've looked up a lot of things about you here in your organization, and you are actively involved. You're actively involved. Like, you're in the trenches there. You're hauling around bikes. You're doing all of this. Why did you start doing this?
You know, I would have been a Free Bikes for Kids recipient myself. My parents were both 16 when they had my sister. They both dropped out of high school. A couple years after that, my dad went to prison. My dad's Ojibwe. My mom is white. And my mom, as a single mom, you know, having two kids at the age of 18, she worked all the time. And so she taught me an amazing work ethic. And you know, someone gave her a rusty old bicycle for me, and it changed my life. It really did. I'm certain I would not be right here talking to you if someone had not given her that bicycle. I was on that bicycle all the time. It allowed me to be a part of the joy and happiness that the other kids in my neighborhood were experiencing. And it got me to my first job. And, well, that was a royal blue banana bike with a sparkly seat. Even though it was rusty, I loved that sparkly seat. But that bike was big for me. And, you know, when I was at UW, I joined the UW cycling team. I, you know, rode all the time. It was my main transportation. I served on the Wisconsin Bike Fed board, and now I'm here. And so my story is probably kind of similar to a lot of our recipients.
Great origin story for Free Bikes for Kids Madison. The website again, FB4K, that's the number 4, FB, the number 4, kmadison.org. We're talking with Christy here. They are collecting bicycles today at all these locations. She's going to remind you of that in just a minute. But Christy, before we get to that, you're also Another big initiative for the organization is you're looking for a permanent home, a larger permanent home that will help the organization move forward.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, bikes take up a lot of space. I always say, oh, these darn bikes, but, you know, as a joke, of course, but they just, you know, you've got the handlebars and the pedals and they take up a lot of space. So in order, imagine seeing a sea of bicycles, you know, sometimes we have 2,500 bicycles on hand. And so what that requires is storage locations all over the city, people who are generous with us and donate us a space to store those bicycles. But then we're hauling bicycles in a trailer all the time, and it's really inefficient. And our shop is in East Town Mall, so we're right by Dick's Sporting Goods. We have got a phenomenal sponsor this year. It was the first time ever getting our transportation sponsor, which is Two Men and a Truck. So they're going to be available to us all year for hauling bikes, and that's a huge, huge bonus. But yeah, if anyone is out there and you have some property, and you know, maybe you've been really fortunate in your life and you would like to lease us a space, we're looking for something that it really just needs to be almost like an old auto mechanic garage, you know, think something like that, or an old fire station. You know, it doesn't have to be very big, but a big garage door, no steps, concrete floors. We're just going to get it dirty and messy, so it doesn't have to be neat. And then, you know, kind of, we would love to be in the South Madison area. We serve a lot of people there. I don't think I mentioned yet, we have now served 124 other nonprofits and schools through our distribution partnerships, which are like One City Schools, Boys and Girls Club, Centro Hispano, Omega School, all of these kinds of organizations. Oh, River Food Pantry has been phenomenal. There's also a lot of need on the north side. So that's kind of what we're looking for. And so if it has a decent parking lot, because when we do our bike giveaways, you know, we teach a lot of bike education at those events. So we have all kinds of tents set up and our beautiful volunteers come out and help people. We teach people how to ride. We show them how to use a bike pump. We show them how to use their headlights. It's just a phenomenal event to be a part of. So if anyone is out there and wants to volunteer, we need volunteers in the winter to help us clean bikes, no experience needed. And in the spring, it's all about giving those bikes away and teaching people how to use bikes.
Christy, go forth with the free bikes for kids, Madison. And they are expanding outside of Madison too. You're doing other work and getting them out into other neighboring counties. And I love that. Tell people today, again, remind them where they can drop off bikes today.
Yes, we are dropping bikes today till 2 o'clock at Monona Fire Department, Delta Beer Lab, Lexus of Madison, that's in Middleton, Salem United Church in Verona, Starian Bank in Sun Prairie, only the Sun Prairie location, please, and Bree Stevens Field downtown.
Christy, thanks so much for your time. Have a great drive today. Keep up the wonderful work. I hope you find a permanent home soon. And thank you for talking to our listeners today. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Thanks, everybody.
That's Christy with Free Bikes for Kids Madison. The website, FB4KMadison.org. If you cannot help out today, go to the website, find out other ways you can help. We'll be back on the other side of the break to talk Biz Awards with Megan from Dame by Local. Back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, right on University Ave. It's Jason Hafeman, and let's get local as we continue on today's show. Again, if you've got bikes and you can donate, check out the Free Bikes for Kids Madison and make that donation today, or find out other ways you can support the organization. Christy, best of luck to you and the whole team all around the area collecting bikes today. Now we get an opportunity to bring in Megan Stern. We haven't talked to you in a while, Megan. How are things going with DBL, and how are you?
They've been going great. Yeah, it has been quite a while. I appreciate you making time for me again.
Absolutely. Well, we talked last at the car show last month, and now another big event coming up, and it's the Dane by Local Annual Biz Awards, which is a lot of fun. Tell people a little bit about the Biz Awards.
Yeah, the Biz Awards is outside our normal kind of events category in that we are doing it just to honor our businesses within our membership. And you do that by the members nominate each other. So their peers nominate each other, looking out at each other and going, wow, you have been doing so much in the community above and beyond your work. Or sometimes we have brand new businesses to our membership and they come in storming in and they just do so much good so quickly. Honoring them, we're honoring people that work in the community, not just to do a good job at their own business and to serve people, but also to serve the community through sustainability efforts. So it's a way for the peers, the members of Dane by Local, to honor each other. And there's over 60 nominations this year, which is great. And then it narrows down to 11 winners. And the night's just quite beautiful. It's more of a gala type event. It's going to be at the Holy Wisdom Monastery on the north side of, well, Middleton, technically. To me, it's the north side. And they've been so generous to give us their beautiful space to use pretty regularly now because it's so suitable for just a very beautiful evening setting. And so we'll be there. There'll be an open house at the beginning from about 4:30 to 7 with wonderful hors d'oeuvres and some networking. So if you are curious at all about Dane by Local, we've been kind of saying, if you're wondering about it, just this would be an inexpensive way to find out what the community is like. It's $29 for the ticket, and you come and you get two drinks, which is going to be either beer, wine, lemonade, water. We are getting some hard cider as well, and then you get to visit with everybody. So 4:37 sounds like a long time, but it goes pretty fast, and you don't have to be there for all of it. And then at 7, we start the award ceremony, and we will be honoring last year's award winners and this year's due to our not in person last year. And then afterwards, we even have an after party, and that's really fun. It's the rest of the drinks. There is a wine pull that happens throughout the night as well, and then the after party includes lots of desserts. So, and they can be, we have desserts varying from gluten-free, vegan, regular, and that's the evening. It's just a lovely experience, and people in the Dane by Local community are very kind and welcoming, so that evening is very kind and welcoming. And we have, I think it's like 23 sponsors for this event within our membership, which is huge. And it's to me, that's just a really exciting reflection of how important this event is to people, that we have that many people willing to sponsor it and be part of it.
We're talking with Megan Stern of Dane by Local, the website danebylocal.com, focusing on the Biz Awards, which happens Wednesday night, October 12th. And like Megan said, it's an evening event, so it's a little bit different than some of the other Dane by Local activities and events. And it's open to the public. Anyone can come and experience kind of all, find out a bunch more about these businesses and organizations and leaders within our community who are really invested in making a difference. And it's just a wonderful evening. Now, the Biz Awards has been going on for quite some time. It's nice to have it back in person this year. Shameless plug for Devil Radio, that we did win an award last year, and we'll be excited to accept that plaque here at the beginning of the ceremony this year. But it's an opening time where you can come and socialize. Great food, great beverages, great company. And what an opportunity to head over to Holy Wisdom on October 12th. Megan, so, you know, you mentioned the nominees. I mean, my goodness, there are so many nominees and so many deserving ones. It was very difficult, I'm sure, to narrow that down to pick the winners, but the winners will be announced on Wednesday night, October 12th.
Yeah, I'm so excited, and I don't know the winners either, so I'm really excited to find out who they all are. There are some that have just... I've worked very closely with this year, and so I'm just fingers crossed for all of them. But also, I'm excited to celebrate all of our businesses.
Yeah, it's a great night to come out and celebrate and learn more, like we said. And you get to see and meet so many of these people face-to-face. And you know what? It's kind of a nice change of pace for some of them, too. They're hard working on their missions, on their businesses, on their activities. And we say, hey, come out this one night and spend a little time off of that, and let's celebrate you and let's celebrate others like you. That's what the Dane by Local Biz Awards is all about. You can head to danebylocal.com and purchase tickets right there. The presenting sponsor of the Biz Awards, Megan said there are a number of sponsors. The presenting sponsor is Boardman Clark. We love their support all the time with DBL. But Megan, if people want to purchase tickets, they can still do that until when?
We always take tickets until the day of, so you can do that online. Otherwise, we are prepared to sell tickets at the door as well. If you just kind of make a last-minute decision or plans change and you want to just stop by, that'll work out too. And the tickets are $29 for one ticket, or if you were coming as a group or you wanted to take some of your employees, for $100 is the discounted ticket price.
So head out to the Biz Awards. I'm going to plug it. The Dane by Local Biz Awards, Holy Wisdom Monastery, here on the northwest side of the area. Beautiful location. It's going to be a great night. And that is October 12th, Wednesday, October 12th, starting at 4:30, going to 9:30. But opening there, you can show up anytime you want between 4:30 and 7 and enjoy the evening. Megan, thanks for telling us about it. Thanks for being involved in DBL.
Thank you.
And thanks for what you do.
All right. Thank you, too.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. The Dane by Local Biz Awards. Head to danebylocal.com. Welcome back into the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local radio show, focusing on bringing you those local stories of organizations, businesses, nonprofits, events, all of that happening in our community and around our community. And sometimes as we take a look at local focus, that local focus and mission helps everywhere around the world and can help. But it might not be as strong in other areas as it is here with that mindset and that focus. And so certain people, like our next guest, try to expand that focus and that opportunity around the world while still keeping that local identity and understanding how that local strength can strengthen economies and build lives and make dreams come true. And so I'm really pleased to bring John Bishop, a longtime Dane by Local member, to the show for the first time. John with Envest Microfinance. John, how are you today? Thanks for being on the show.
Good to be with you, Jason. I'm doing well today.
So tell our audience a little bit about Envest Microfinance, what it is, what it does. I'm sure you can explain that better than I could.
Be delighted. Envest is a microfinance investment vehicle, which is to say we are a loan fund. We accept investments from accredited investors here in the United States. And then we lend to microfinance institutions in developing countries that in turn lend to very low income folks who have inadequate access to credit. These loans typically get used for an entrepreneurial purpose, but not exclusively for that. But think somebody who has a small shop in the front of her house in rural Nicaragua or Uganda or Tajikistan, or a small repair shop. Sometimes it's small agriculture. And think of a loan, a few hundred bucks can buy a sewing machine, a couple of bolts of cloth, some tools, and somebody who has seamstress skills now has the capacity to start producing products, earn a livelihood, and produce something in her local community.
Wow. it's incredible when you think about it that way, how that small investment, right? Everybody kind of needs that little bit of a boost to give themselves the opportunity to get going, to take their dream or their passion and turn it into reality. So as you were working on this idea, John, and bringing this mission to life, is that what you foresaw? Is that what was in your mind? Like, how did this all come together for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got interested in microfinance in the late 90s when it started to get a fair amount of press. I was actually a trained biologist, both bachelor's and master's degree, and interested in the environment. And I realized that poverty was an existential threat to the environment, that widespread abject poverty precludes an environmentally sustainable economy. And I saw microfinance as a way to empower people and actually give them an alternative from having to cut down rainforests. I was living in Panama when I first got this idea, or when I was first introduced to this idea. And so for me, it's really a business pathway to get people out of poverty, make them the masters of their own destiny, and get their kids in school. And so I was fortunate enough to get my first job out of business school after earning my MBA in microfinance. And my vision, I loved what I did. I loved what we were doing. My vision was to take a more market-based approach to it. And that was the Seeds of Invest, which I founded in 2006.
Wow. I think that is such a... It's an interesting concept, right? Because you are very local focused, but you're taking that local focus, like you said, and allowing that to be financed and have that same type of local economic stimuli wherever you are, right? So that's really important. I think I love that mindset, John, because we talk on the show all the time. We're always very focused, local, 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 what's in your neighborhood. But we also know there are neighborhoods and communities all around the world that the more they can concentrate that way, the stronger they can be and the less dependence they have on things outside of where they live.
You bet. We're really dedicated to local business. In fact, the one of the founders of Dane by Local, Rick Brooks, when we first met and I explained to him what I do, he said, "Oh, you're all about local business. It's a long way away from here." And I thought Rick captured it perfectly there, that communities need to be strong wherever. And the stronger a community is in Uganda, the stronger we can be here. We all feed off of each other. So I really detest the zero-sum game. We can raise people up elsewhere and be raised up ourselves. Raising people up somewhere else does not lower us. It raises us too. And so that's the spirit of Invest, is that we need strong communities, strong economic systems within communities everywhere, but people right here can help. And so an investor here in the US, and we have quite a few of our investors are here in Wisconsin, as you might guess, they invest in us. We lend to an institution in country, and that institution lends to the end borrower in Zimbabwe or Kenya or Peru. And so there are really two steps between someone here and someone running a small shop in Zimbabwe.
We're talking with John Bishop, owner founder of Invest Microfinance here in Madison. The website is investmicrofinance.com. John, I think it's what you're describing here is such a great way to talk about. Like you looked at it multiple ways, right? You looked at it from an economic standpoint. You looked at it from a biological standpoint, and that aspect about what it does for life. What we've seen too in these times, especially with what's happened since the pandemic started, with supply chain issues, with worldwide products and things like that, we've seen even that more importance on sourcing local products, selling products locally, more of that we can have. It serves not only those shop owners better, but those customers better too.
Yeah, you bet. And in fact, I've got a really interesting story. One of our, the end borrowers of one of our institutions in Southwest Uganda, the institution is called Muhami, and the woman is named Juliet. And she had a cattle farm, and she sold milk to a local cooperative. And Uganda had very, very strong lockdowns, and she couldn't sell her milk when the pandemic started. And so she figured out that she could sell it in the street outside her house. And so people could buy their milk from her instead of from an aggregator somewhere. And so her profits actually went up because she got the middleman out of there. Now, as a middleman, I smile when you say that, but she was actually able to figure out how to go direct. And during the lockdown, milk wasn't available in her area. And so she was the only source of milk for people. And so it was one of those, they kind of made sorbet out of the lemons. It was really an interesting case. And so there's a case of where you can get a product right there, and faced with tough times, she figured it out.
It's amazing to see how people, it changed people's mindsets so much, no matter where you were. Now, you're talking about Uganda, but even here, so many more people were thinking about that. Oh man, I can't, this product isn't there, that's not there, this is taking so much longer to get. Where can I get that right here? Oh, yeah, there are opportunities. There are places. So I love the light bulb going on for people kind of wherever you are. And maybe that's kind of one positive byproduct from COVID is that, you know, people started thinking and understanding a little bit more about how important it is to support local businesses and suppliers, and also just making sure that those products are still available in your area if that's what you're looking for.
You bet. And we saw that with several of our partner institutions. We had one of our partner, Mi Credito in Nicaragua, realize that vegetables weren't available and that the small farmers weren't getting credit because of the pandemic. And our partner, Mi Credito, was having a little tougher time getting credit too. And we continued to lend through the pandemic. It was kind of an adrenaline rush at times, but we got through it just fine. We didn't have any pandemic related defaults. We restructured a few things, but our revenue never went down, and we were able to get capital to where it was needed. And we were able to finance products and supply chains that were having a much tougher time getting financing. And again, it was because we've got social investors here in the U.S. who were investing for a return. We are a for-profit. We're doing this on a market-based system. And these are not subsidized loans. This is not charity. This is capitalism working the way it should to open up supply chains. And it did it during a really, really challenging time.
More with John Bishop here from Envest Microfinance on the other side of the break. You are listening to Let's Get Local and a little Stevie Wonder. We'll be back in a second. Back here on Let's Get Local. A lot of great things happening today here, along with, as we mentioned, the free bikes for kids donations happening through 3 p.m. this afternoon. All those sites, head to FB, the number 4, kmadison.org for more information on how you can drop off bikes today or support the organization. We also mentioned the Dame by Local Biz Awards coming up on Wednesday, October 12th. We'll talk to John about that here in a second, too. But in addition to that, the NAMI Walk is happening today. Our friend Rose Moles of Easy Office Products heading out to the NAMI Walk today to support another great local organization and raise money for that group here in Dane County. Really important with our mental health and mental wellness. So John Bishop back with us now. John, what about the Biz Awards? You're going to be there, right?
I will be there. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Yeah.
Also delighted to follow Christy. I loved hearing about what they're doing with the bikes. As one whose first job was in a bike shop and a former bike racer, it was wonderful to hear what Christy's up to.
John, so as we look at some of the things you talked about earlier in the past segment, one thing that just strikes me is you lived in some of these other places. You experienced what life was like firsthand. Was that a motivating factor for you as you wanted to grow and expand what Invest could do?
Very much so. I lived in rural Panama with my wife, and I had an organic farm there, and we still have it. And I saw folks who just didn't have economic opportunity, and I was reading about microfinance. I thought, wow, that would work here. And so, I was also involved with environmental causes in Panama, and I realized that an awful lot of the problems was actually poor business. A lot of the programs were implemented so poorly that just good, solid business and good, profitable business would have actually encouraged less destructive business practices. So I really saw business as a conduit for good. It's not the only part of it. There's a whole suite of tools that are going to be needed, but I saw business as part of it, and it would complement something like what Christy is doing with Free Bikes for Kids. But I really saw it in that context as something that would give folks an alternative to cutting down rainforests to grow corn. That they would get, deforesting is hard, miserable, dangerous work. And if you could have a decent job in town in an air-conditioned office, most people would far rather that than being out there getting stung by caterpillars and having heavy things fall on you in the hot, humid sun. And they would be doing more for their economy. So that was the kind of thing that I saw living, next door to people who had chickens growing in the morning. It's really helped me ever since that I know when I look at a balance sheet and an income statement of an institution, I look at where they're revenue is coming from. It's coming from the kinds of people who lived across the street from me.
We're talking with John Bishop, owner, founder of Invest Microfinance. Again, the website is investmicrofinance.com. John, a couple things just stuck out to me in the last few things you said. One is the environmental impact. So we have the environmental impact that you just spoke of, but also what about less shipping, less transportation of products? And on top of that, when you have that local sourcing, It cuts down on all those things, but also you get better quality products most times.
That's absolutely the case. Shipping is huge. Local economies they're economically more viable, and they're far less environmentally damaging. In fact, again, that when Rick Brooks and Josie Pradella founded Dane by Local as part of the Wisconsin Partners for Sustainability. The real reason for founding Dane by Local was because local business supports the community in a more environmentally friendly way. And you mentioned Rose Moles earlier. She's been a real leader in this line of thinking. And so that it's absolutely the case. Another thing we do, Jason, is we're really interested in financing the purchase of solar panels. And so we look for institutions that do that. That's been a tough one because we started in Latin America, and there's not a huge uptake of solar panels there. There's some, but it's not a major part of the microfinance sector. And then we moved to Central Asia that had lots of Soviet infrastructure. And while crumbling around the edges, they had lots of gas lines. And so there was really no impetus. When we got into East Africa, we found the renewable energy market. And so all of our partners in East Africa are financing solar panels. And that is among the reasons that our real growth opportunity is in East Africa. We're in Kenya and Uganda, and we're getting more partners in both. But the ability to finance solar panels, efficient cook stove, water capture tanks and systems for water storage something we're really interested in alongside of their businesses. They still need the loans for businesses. They still need the home improvement. but also the renewable technology so that they can leapfrog these dinosaur grids that we use.
Fantastic. I love what you're doing and the fact that you're helping businesses come to life. You're also helping them with long-term investments so they can have that success and advance things down the road. And at the same time, helping the economy and the environment. It seems like wins across the board, John. To me, the other thing you mentioned that really struck me was that this is capitalism, right? This is not a handout. You are financing projects. Investors are investing money. They're making money and helping people at the same time. I cannot think of anything better than making money and helping someone at the same time. I love the synergy.
That's absolutely right. In fact, part of our mission statement is that we're trying to bridge the gap between microfinance and capital markets. The real idea there is that the guesstimate of the unmet need for credit worldwide among the low-income populations is along the lines of $300 to $400 billion. And if you throw housing in there, it goes into the trillions. You're not going to get that amount of money from donations, subsidized credit, foreign aid, bake sales. It's got to come from capital markets. That's the only source of that kind of money. And so if we can come up with financial products that look pretty mainstream, and if we can get into the investment houses, we're not there yet. We're working on it. We're making inroads in some of the more progressive investment advisors. But that's the real key. When investing in low-income folks and investing in their destiny is also the most financially advantageous strategy, that's when we hit the sweet spot.
Talking with John Bishop, Envest Microfinance. The other byproduct that I see, or maybe tangential benefit that I see, is if you're lowering poverty, if you're reducing poverty, people have what they need to live, survive, and have the things in life that we all need. You're also impacting people's life experience. Kids are going to school, like you said, and probably lowering crime rates, because when people are not desperate, a lot of people don't have that desperation that pushes them to commit a crime. So, John, I would think all those things are byproducts of what you're doing, and I appreciate what you're up to.
I completely agree. Desperation does not make for good results. We're financial inclusion, a better life. And you mentioned school. We see that pretty regularly, that when we're able to talk to end borrowers, you know, what was the outcome of this? My kids are in school. One of the more interesting ones, we talked to a woman on the Atlantic coast of Nicaragua who is Miskitu. She doesn't even speak Spanish. So in my conversation with her, she could understand me sort of in Spanish, but she responded in Miskitu. And she very proudly told me that her daughter had just graduated from the university, which means obviously her daughter spoke Spanish and had graduated from university in computer technology. And the loan officer was sitting right there, and he said, she got her first loan 3 weeks after you lent to us. And that felt pretty good, that we had financed a business that allowed somebody to go to school. And so an illiterate mom watched her daughter graduate from college in computer technology.
John Bishop, thanks for your time today, what you do, and helping people around the world and being local at the same time. Thanks so much for all of it. And we'll see you at the Biz Awards on Wednesday, John.
See you there. It's been a pleasure, Jason.
That's Envest Microfinance. You can help. You can be an investor with them. Just head to investmicrofinance.com. Support Free Bikes for Kids Madison. And of course, Dane by Local Biz Awards on October 12th. Outside the Pizza Box, up in just a minute.